Welcome to Zdeket Podcast, the student edition, with the lovely, the smart, the intelligent, Yoliswa. Yoliswa, welcome to Zdeket.
Thank you so much, sir. It's great to be here.
Awesome. We are glad to have you here. Can't wait to learn from you and to just draw from that well of wisdom. So, Yoliswa, can you introduce yourself to us and share with us something about your background and what inspired you to study what you're studying?
Okay. So I'm Yoliswa Kokwana, doing mathematical and statistical sciences at UWC. I come from a very poor background in the Eastern Cape. And I think that alone has inspired me to venture into becoming a young woman in maths. And that's why I chose maths in UWC. So yeah.
100%. Yoliswa, all the way from Eastern Cape.
Yes.
And she's studying mathematical stats science.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's a very hard word for me to say. But Yoliswa, can you say that you're studying your third year student, right? Can you describe the atmosphere on campus? How was it like being a student for the past 3 years?
It's been very good, to say the least. You get to meet different people of different ethnicities, different cultures, different beliefs, different languages. But what I really liked about it was the ability to see beyond that and to learn different languages, you know, by socializing with other people and finding people, connecting with people and understanding what makes them them. So I really like that about being on campus.
In other words, I'm already hearing this. I enjoy networking with people.
I really do. Yeah, it's the best thing about being on campus.
Okay. You seem to be enjoying it, definitely.
I really do. They call me a social butterfly. So that would explain that.
And you certainly are a social butterfly. So what tips, as a social butterfly, what tips have you got for freshmen, the matriculants who just matriculated now and they're about to start? What tips have you got for them?
Like academically?
Academically, socially, you name it.
Okay, so academically, I think I have a few tips that I would like to share with them.
Yeah.
And one of them would be making time for your studies. Like put so much focus and emphasis on making the most out of that and keeping to the end goal. And also another thing that I would really encourage people to do, especially with them, is to make friends on campus. It helps them to adjust to the whole, you know, campus life, to adapt to everything, you know, academically and whatnot. And it makes the whole transition from high school to varsity easier. So, yeah.
Awesome. As a social butterfly, kindly share with us.
Okay.
How do you balance your extracurricular activities and your academics?
All right.
How do you do that?
Okay. So what I really do when it comes to that, because so many people find it hard to like have a balance with all that. But what I really try to do is to set a limit on my commitments. I study well in the early morning. So when I do that, I get to study and get ready for classes in the morning and throughout the whole day. So I get to do other things probably in the afternoon after lectures. That's when I commit to engaging with people, building meaningful relationships with people, you know, just connecting and finding who's who around campus. And I always want to know people. So I'm always trying to, you know, initiate conversations with different people, new people, just to find out who's around me, what they do, to stay connected if it permits, or to just connect people around me. So yeah, that's what I really do. Just setting a limit on that and being strict with myself.
Now, you sound like you've got a very fun student. You've had a very fun student experience so far.
I think so.
So I love the fact that you mentioned that you study in the morning or at this time. You've given times that you tend to study and then you still have time to have fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like you have a routine.
Yeah.
So, but then what is the secret to that routine that keeps you going? What is the secret? What do you do to maintain it?
I think it goes a long way with discipline. If you truly discipline yourself to what's this, to keep on with it mm-hmm. and being consistent with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just needs you to be disciplined so that you can carry it all the way out. So, yeah.
It's all about discipline. Make sure that you are focused.
Focused.
Keep on pushing.
Yes.
To get the result.
Absolutely.
So within the 3 years that you, or your third year now, right?
Yeah, like within 3 years. Yeah.
Within the three years. What has been your memorable or unique experience that you've had on campus so far?
I haven't really had much, but I think the one memorable experience that I would talk about or have in mind is having met this other lady who introduced me to this religion on campus. And from there on, well, I got to like be exposed to so many religions and whatnot.
Mm.
Like I said, it's a major diversity on campus. You get to see so many people with different beliefs and whatnot. So I got to meet this lady and she introduced me to Christ. And I think from there on, it got to carry me through varsity as well, to understand that there's importance in having that source of strength, like getting that belief that you would hold on to and, you know, find strength in that throughout. So, yeah.
Oh, so for you, it has not just been a journey to find yourself academically, but it has also been one that has led you to a spiritual journey that you seem to be progressing into right now.
Mm-hmm.
So during your daily walk on campus, as you moving your daily routine, what are your favorite spots on campus when you're studying or maybe when you want to socialize? Where do you go? Where do people go have fun on campus? Where do you go have fun on campus?
Fun?
Yeah.
I don't think I have much fun. I really don't think I have much fun on campus.
Yeah.
I guess my only favorite spot would be where I usually study. That has to be the computer lab in the residence. I like that. It's quiet. You don't see much people there.
Mm.
And it's also spacious and conducive for studying. So with that, I get to be there alone. And as much as I'm a social butterfly, I really enjoy having time to myself.
Yes.
And especially when it comes to studying, being in places where you don't find many people.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes people like go to libraries, they go to the student center and all that. But you get to see so many people there and it helps when you're social. You get to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I haven't really gotten to that when it comes to socializing and whatnot, because I try to draw a line between, you know, studying and socializing.
Yes.
So with that, I think it's just the computer lab, because that's where I hide myself. So yeah,
it's quite funny because and interesting that you are a social butterfly
at
and
the
some
same
point
time.
You're also an introvert.
I am. I think they have a term for it. I think it's extroverted introvert. I'm not sure. Yeah,
not an ambivert or something.
I don't know what they call it, honestly. But I think it would make more sense if that was the case.
Okay, so, okay. Yeah. Just a track back. You come from the Eastern Cape.
Mm-hmm.
How has it been so far? You leaving your home and coming here to the Western Cape, coming to study at varsity, where your parents are not in the Western Cape, right?
No, they're not.
You have this freedom to yourself. How do you deal with that?
I think it's actually very interesting that you get to like have time to yourself, like gaining full control over your schedule as to I get to do what I want to do with my time. However, there have been times where I've been like really homesick. And especially like you said, my parents are in the Eastern Cape.
Yes.
So you don't get to like, you know, be with them most of the time.
Yeah.
So the whole thing was really hard. But I think what really made it a whole lot easier for me was because I have relatives here in Cape Town.
Yeah.
So I get to go home and connect, you know, be with family. And it makes it a whole lot easier to just adapt to, you know. Yeah.
Being far from home can be a challenge.
It can be.
But then there's also academic challenges.
Yes.
What has been the most challenging moment within your studies and How did you overcome it?
Okay. So for me, one of the most challenging experience in the academics would be the inability to have like successful time management skills. I think it's one aspect that I really underestimated the significance of. And oftentimes I've just been like, no, I'll just do this later, you know? But I realized how that can drag so many tasks that you're supposed to finish on time and not being able to meet the deadlines that you're supposed to. So with that, I tried to overcome it with time by being very strict on myself and making sure that whatever commitment that I have academically, be it an assignment or whatever, a group work or what, I just commit to it exactly on that time that I'm supposed to and not allowing myself to be distracted. So yeah, but I'm still improving anyway because we learn.
Yeah, we learn. And you grow from it. It never ends.
You're done with it.
100%. 100%. We've mentioned about the challenges that you're facing in academic, but then I've noticed that we haven't yet dived into what you're studying. And can you give us a sort of like a round about or lay out a bit of some information, right? Share some information about what is mathematical statistics, science, so statistical. Wow, that's a very hard word for me. Well, just give us a bit an idea of what it is, especially for those who don't know what is math, stats, and science.
Okay. So it's mathematical and statistical sciences is basically just a course that is focused on solving complex math problems and like trying to figure out, you know, how to deal with those things, like applying analytical skills and whatnot.
Yeah.
So yes, and also with that, I think for me, like with maths and everything, it has allowed me to have an exposure to learning more about maths itself and going into depth with what it's like and whatnot. And obviously, maths is fun. I think there's not much that you get to. I don't know, like there's not much that you get to struggle with because it's like fun. I think for the most part, it is fun because you get to explore various problems and whatnot, which in all help you to be able to solve problems, complex problems, even in the real world, you know, applying those skills even in the real world. So, yeah.
So it's not just about doing equations and solving equations, but it's also something that builds your mental.
Yes. And it helps with logical thinking as well.
So in what industry would one be led to if they study mathematics and science? Would they just become a teacher or what can they do after studying this? What
can they do? There's so many things that you can do with that. It's a very broad course. One can be a mathematician or a professor in maths. You can actually even bridge into actuarial science. Like there's a lot that you can do with it. Yeah, there's a lot, statistician, like there's a lot that you can do. Yeah.
And the subjects, let's say I want to study math and stats. And whenever you hear, you always hear people say, you need to watch out for that subject, watch out for the subject. What subject would you advise one to look out for if they want to study this course?
Statistics. I think it's the hardest thing ever. I don't know. It's like, what? You know? And I've really had a great deal with it. It's been very, very challenging.
Yeah.
You know, it's been very challenging, especially because you have to do a whole lot of programming as well. Statistical programming.
Okay, you code.
And it's very difficult.
Okay.
It really is. So you just have to put your mind, you know, on the ball and just focus, like acquire much knowledge, especially with programming itself. Yes. It's very complex. It needs you to be, you know, like to be able to think out of the box and be fast paced, like logically.
Yes.
So yeah, I think that's that. Statistics has to be it. And not so many people have said nice things about it. And I think I know why that is because want to experience that firsthand.
For some reason, that sounds more like data analysis. Is it the same thing?
Yes, it's actually something like that.
Oh,
It is.
That's very interesting. I didn't know that.
Because one can even be a data analyst.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If you are in this course, you can do that. Like, it's so broad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So which side of it do you aspire to?
Once wrote on Facebook, aspiring mathematician, but now I'm still thinking about it. I'm still rethinking it. Yeah.
Over the years, you've mentioned you meet a lot of people on campus. You're a social butterfly.
Yes.
I've mentioned that. How have you found that being reported? Because you're networking, right? You're networking with different people, different cultures. How has that been beneficial to you in terms of your daily basis and you achieving your goals academically? How has that been important, rather?
I think for me, it really had a great deal in helping me to be more exposed to who's who,
okay,
to be connected with people, especially with professors. I think when you're connected to professors, you get to like have more advantage when it comes to exposure and, you know, getting more resources, getting more academic advice, you know. Like, it really helps in that sense that you get more exposed to what is expected of you, even in the working environment, you know. So, yeah. But with obviously like socializing and whatnot, it has helped me to improve my social skills, you know, and build meaningful relationships, even with classmates that I'm with. It helps me to have people that I can, you know, lean on, or people that can help me in my journey, you know, probably people who are more informed than I am about the course itself.
Yeah.
You know, being linked up to different people who are far ahead of me, you know, that helps so that I can know what to expect and how much I need to put in. So, yeah.
Do you perhaps have an example of any of those relationships that you have built that has come out to be beneficial so far? Maybe let's say from first year, you met someone and then during your third year, that person pulled through for you. Do you have examples of that?
Yeah, I do have a friend that I met in first year and he was ahead of me, 1 year ahead of me. So he has actually like helped me with resources, you know, study materials that can help. And we've been friends since. And he's also been like helping me with studies and, you know, study strategies, how to approach a certain module, you know, and all that. So, yeah, it has really helped me in that sense.
Oftentimes, students don't like lecturers.
Yeah.
It's same thing with school, high school. They don't like teachers. And if, based on my experience, if you don't like a teacher or lecturer,
you don't really just go. Yeah.
And for you, what makes you just flow with your teachers? Do you like all of them, or is it just that it's just your nature? You blend with everybody.
That's a very interesting question.
Hmm.
For me personally, I don't like all lecturers. I think it just varies with each and every person.
Yeah.
You know, different behaviors, different personalities. But like, even with that, I keep a mutual attitude, because I think it all depends with just my attitude rather than being focused on how others behave or how they deliver the lecture and whatnot. I just focus more on myself and what I do. And I think, like I said, it goes with discipline, because with me, I've disciplined myself to know that, okay, this lecturer being difficult or not, I'm still going to see through the lecture and do what I have to do and focus the way that I'm supposed to, so that I can get to where I really want to be. So, yeah.
So they should never be your enemies. Always see them as your friends.
No.
Irrespective
how they look. Exactly. Irrespective of how they behave.
Okay. Awesome. So far, right, how is your course, or how do you see your course helping you in the future? For your future plans, like, okay, you mentioned that it helps you with your critical thinking. Do you have anything in mind that when you look at your course that has been preparing you for the future?
The course itself?
Yeah. How is it like sort of like prepared you for your future goals? What do you see? What advice can you give someone who was a first year, or is in matric right now and is thinking of going into the same course as you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So like I said, it's all about critical skills, thinking skills.
Mm.
And for me, this course has helped me with logic, like to think logically, to think on my feet, to try to be a problem solver, you know.
Okay.
So with that, the maths course itself has helped me to what's the word? To find myself there, like in the workplace, okay. You know, being that person who will be competent in the working field.
Yeah. What are your career goals?
Career goals.
Yeah, can you share?
Okay, that's interesting. I think my career goal would be to appreciate mathematical structures. I feel like with maths, there's no, you know, direct goal because, like I said, it's fun. We are exploring, you know, and I don't know. It's just interesting how you get to like apply your skills to solve these, you know, difficult problems.
Complex.
And whatnot. Yes, yes, figuring whichever equation that you can, deriving equations to make the most out of, you know. So, yeah, for me, it's just to appreciate the beauty of mathematical structures, you know, and being focused on creating different measures to come up with solutions or to come up with new equations, you know, that can help in the near future. I don't know. Yeah.
There is a very common thing that we always, common problem that we always face when we are studying, group dynamics.
Yeah.
Where you've got a group member who does not like that group member, or that group member who doesn't like you, or the group member that's lazy. Have you ever faced such instances, and how did you deal with that? Maybe when you're having an altercation with someone.
Yeah.
How did you deal with having someone maybe who's lazy? How did you deal with you maybe not turning up on time for others in the past?
That's very interesting because so many people have come up with different experiences when it comes to that, and how sometimes certain group members do not pull up or like do what they're supposed to do. But I think for me, it's just doing what you have to do and just focusing on that, because so many times you can only speak so much. And sometimes when you actually like tell people, no, you have to do this, you have to do that, they tend to say you are acting, you know, as if you're better than the
you are being my boss. I don't like that.
More conflict than resolution. So for me, I'm always like, yes, I can tell you that this is what you're supposed to do, but the minute you don't do it, then I do my part. And it's that, but I haven't really been exposed to that, to that experience before. Yeah,
I wish I was you then.
I really haven't. Well, like I said, like I'm very social with everyone.
Yeah,
and I've created relationships with people, and especially my group members always try to create relationships with them, so that whatever we do, we are in the one, we're in one spirit. So that we're in one tune and we all understand one another. So with that, we all had a good working
environment,
working relationship and all that. So I haven't really like encountered, you know, severe conflicts and whatnot. Not really.
It's like you're always, you're very wise in picking your group members.
Probably that's right. That's probably the case.
Okay. My next question is, when it comes to stress as a student, you go through moments where the course is demanding so much from you and you feel as if you're being broken down. During the days or instances when you experience that, how did you deal with it, or how do you normally deal with it on a regular basis?
Personally, I think all that leans towards religion itself. I found my strength in that, and it's just something that most people would like, oh, okay, but for me, I've only found strength in God, and I've always meditated and, you know, read the word and all that in order to calm myself because I tend to hit rock bottom very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So the minute that happens or I'm on the urge of actually going through a mental breakdown, I sit down with myself and I pray, you know, so that I can go back to that, you know, point of equilibrium with my thoughts and my emotions and all that. So I think for me, it's all about religion and just believing in a God for strength. So that's how I've been able to manage my stress and to cope with whatever challenging situation at hand.
Awesome. It's clear that it's, first of all, what I'm picking up a lot, maybe you could correct me, it's knowing yourself, because you know religion helps you, but you keep on mentioning that, hey, I know myself, I can hit this. You know yourself, but then you seek for help in an area where you yourself cannot help yourself. So it's very important for one to know the best way. If they seek spiritual guidance, others seek other methods, and it's working well for
perfectly
for you. So does the university, in the wake of these all academic activities and stuff, do they ever offer resources that are beneficial to you in order for you to succeed in your academics?
I think most people face mental health crisis and all of those things.
Yeah.
So my university offers like mental health support services and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because often people get so overwhelmed with their studies and it does not allow them to fully focus or to get the work done. So yeah, they do offer that. And I've once tried that out.
Yeah.
And it did help greatly. And that was in my first year.
Yeah.
Because at the time I was still struggling a lot.
Yeah.
Like with adapting to university and this, you know, great amount of tasks that I had to do, you know. So yeah, they do offer that for people so that they can be less overwhelmed when it comes to studies, because they're very fast paced and you just find yourself being overwhelmed by everything. Yeah.
It's not just about you being a student, but they also care about you being a human being.
So that you don't go and kill yourself. Yeah.
Now, right now, there's a matriculant that is listening to you and they're like, wow, I've learned a lot from your Liswa. But they're seeking for one simple advice from you. What can you tell them? What advice have you got for that matriculant listening to you or that first year listening to you right now?
If there's anything that I can say to them is that you just have to put your mind on the ball.
Yeah.
Like keep your mind on the ball. Focus. Like do not allow yourself to be distracted by anything. Understand what it is that you really want to do and you do it without allowing yourself to be swayed off.
Mm-hmm.
And also just like find a way of managing your time effectively, you know, because with academics, we tend to see so many people just doing whatever they want when they're supposed to do this one thing that they should do, which is attending classes and studying the way that they're supposed to or when they're supposed to. So I think with high school matriculants who are still to come, just have like realistic expectations as well and know that university is not what you may have expected. We see so many people saying that university is fun, you get to do what you want to do, you get to spend your time however you want to, but that's all lies. It's very challenging. University is very challenging and needs you to put an extra effort in the work that you're supposed to do and to just focus fully, dedicate your time fully on your academics and just so high and know that only the sky is the limit.
100%. The sky is indeed the limit. One more thing. Still just revolving around the matriculants, right? How would you advise someone in terms of the way they approach picking which course to study?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to hear about you, how and why you picked mathematics. You actually mentioned that in earlier stages, but oftentimes when we want to apply for university, we get those three choices. Mm. Many universities do that. What would be the best approach for one who's trying to, who's thinking of starting next year? What can they do when they want to pick a particular course to study?
I think for me, it would be to be aware of your own strengths when picking a course. You have to understand what you're really good at and observe what you're really interested in, because I feel like throughout your years of schooling, you can pick that up along the way that I really like this, I really like that. So from there on, you find out what strengths you have and you move with that. And also, if that is the case, you research more about it and find out what it offers, find out the many opportunities that are hand or are offered, you know, through this very course. And I believe that is how you will be able to choose the right course that you want. Because for me, I chose maths because I loved maths. It's the only thing that truly defined me growing up. 100%. It just defined me. Nothing ever made sense outside of that. You know, it's what shaped me in the academic world. So from there on, I took that upon myself to actually find out more and to research more about it, and also to move, you know, on with it and just find myself there, you know, in the work field or in the workplace, just to find myself in the industry, being the young woman in maths and stats.
100%. That's lovely. That's lovely.
Yeah.
My last question.
Okay.
What are your goals for the next 5 years? I just had to throw that in.
That's really interesting.
No, what's your goal for the future? Just simplify it. I just wanted to throw that in to put a bit of something.
You really had to do that. Well, in 5 years to come, I see myself as a young woman working excellently in the mathematics industry and coming up with many strategies to solve, you know, complex mathematical problems. I want to be more competent there to discover new things, you know, to implore different measures that can help, you know, people who are in mathematics to find it more or less, you know, less challenging, basically, and more fun. So, yeah.
Thank you so much, Uliswa.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Guys, as you have listened and you've heard, she wants to make sure that mathematics is not only easy, but it's fun as well.
Yeah.
So watch out. She's coming.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. Uliswa, thank you for adhering to our call and coming on one of our episodes.
Well,
you have been a blessing so far, and we have learned a lot from you.
It's been an honor, sir.
I know it has been a long journey so far since we have been invited, but I enjoyed spending time with you. I just want to wish you the best on your journey and have a great one. Thank you
so much.